And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making it cool to be a conservative. Got a bunch of text messages already. If you want to text it or call in, either one, same number, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number. And by the way, we've got like over 1,000 plus people into the text system, and that's just the ones who were like engaging with text messages. So jump on in where you can. Hang on, like they say on Andy Griffith. Anyway, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. So Scott from Athens said, spent time today watching the Gingrich-made documentary about George Washington. He said, tears, man, tears. Then I read his farewell address. It's really profound. The spirit of the parties really hits hard right now. Yes, indeed, sir. It is. I think I know exactly the speech you're talking about. I'll have to check out that documentary. Teresa from Town Creek says, breaking, truckers from the following states have stated they will not be delivering. And I'll be honest with you, Teresa, I see that. I take it with a big grain of salt. Not that I don't like the idea. I get it. But they all work for companies, and they all have contracts with, you know, folks they got to haul for. And I don't think they're going to have the ability just to say, yeah, we're not going to New York. I don't know how they're going to wind up making that actually come about. So if there's going to be a true impact of the economy, I'm curious to see how they're going to make it work. Allie from Athens says, it was my joy to be in the audience with you and Charlene the Lovely, listening to the remarkable Riley. What a wonderful evening. It was, Allie. It was good to see you there, too, by the way. Talk about the Moms for Liberty event. Good stuff, man. That was such a great event, too. Emily Jones, by the way, Big Rig, who called in, you know, calls in quite regularly. But Emily also spoke. Man, she did an amazing job. And I think she's even told me before she's not real used to speaking. You would never have known it. She nailed it. So big crowd. I know we had at least one congressman, multiple state legislators, our state auditor, and I can't tell you how many ruffians we met out there in the audience too. They'd come by and say something about the show. It was a good night, great night. TL from Huntsville, inspiring monologue, Phil, for such a time as this. We are all in it together. Stay in the fight. Thank you, TL. Thomas from Athens, fake America. With the upsurge in many fraudulent mail-in ballots, lack of ID checking, and ballot harvesting, I think the 2024 election will be fake, not fair, Democratic elections. Well, let's hope not, Thomas. And we can't control other states, but we control ours. And right now, they got good things going on here. Stay in, vote no matter what. Frank from Huntsville says, it's hard to comprehend that so many people think it's okay for a man to use the same bathrooms and locker rooms as the women, and you don't see women identifying as men entering men's competitions. Well, you do occasionally. They just don't do very well. just saying. There have been a few attempts. In fact, there was a story. Gosh, this has been like a year ago, and there was a the NHL decided to do something they called like Rainbow Night or something crazy. I forget what, and they were allowing transgender hockey teams to play each other. So the team of men who identified as women pretty much dominated the floor. And one dude identifying as a woman just crushed another woman against the boards.
That's like the worst sport.
And broke her skull.
Oh my God.
I mean, she had to be carried off the ice.
That's like the worst sport for a man or a woman to be involved in.
Yeah, maybe that in MMA. I don't know. Mixed martial arts. I look at it and think, someone's going to get killed doing this. It's not funny, but somebody's going to get killed doing this. Mm-hmm. John from Huntsville, Phil, nice monologue. Happy President's Day to you and Big Rig. Looking forward to another awesome show. Thank you, John. Two more before we go to the break. Cameron from Decatur says, every February. Oh, my gosh, Cameron, I can't read that whole thing, man. You sent me a book, brother. You can't do that to me. Thank you, Cameron, for your very long text. I'll have to come back and read it, but it has something to do with the civil rights movement. And thank you very much, Cameron. I'll come back to you, brother. Jeremy from Huntsville just says simply, great monologue, Phil. Love it when you educate me. Well, Jeremy, if I did, I'm glad. But I have a feeling that you were pretty much highly educated on your own. So this past weekend, like I said, Moms for Liberty did their thing. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have already heard of at least two other counties looking to have a chapter. This is this is going places, and I'm excited about it because grassroots is where it's at. Allison Sinclair, who does radio show as part of the 1819 network, she was there emceeing, and she's got an organization she started, much like Moms for Liberty, but it was very very local down, I think it's Shelby County, called Local Alabama, and they've made waves. And it's just cool to see people gathering together going, you know what, in a respectful, solid, and conservative way, we know how to just make waves. And they are making a difference, absolutely making a difference. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take every bit of that plus people stepping off into the wild blue yonder, like I said. So, listen, we're going to head to a break here momentarily. We come right back. This first section that I'm doing on the show, Fake America. What is it actually about life in America where the real gets replaced with the fake so often? Why is that? Is this a new trend or has it always been that way? I don't recall in my lifetime, with the exception of processed sugar, I don't recall there being. I mean, when I was a kid, there was this move to get away from butter and go to margarine, but that was about it. You know, and here we are now, and it's fake meat, fake advertising. Fake voices, fake women. It's unreal. Y'all stay tuned. We'll talk about it. Be right back. All you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Okay, so I got to read one text real quick. Jenny from Decatur. Jenny, I totally get it, but I'm gonna go ahead and say something here. She says, my daughter lives in Uniontown and says she's just about given up on voting because the people there that count the votes just count them like they choose to. Said it's extremely frustrating and nobody's going to do anything about it. Okay, so Jenny, I want you to know this first of all. Yes, they are, and she can report anything. But just know this, there have been multiple Secretary of State and Attorney General investigations into Uniontown that have resulted in action. And if they persist and do it again, they'll come and investigate again. Each one is a standalone crime if there's voter fraud or voter suppression. That being said, and I know, by the way, I use Uniontown as an example. Do you know a few years back, the population of Uniontown, 112% of the population voted. How does that happen? You only have 100%, but you had 112 vote. Pretty sure that they were casting votes in the graveyard. I don't know how it happened. But all that to say, Jenny, tell your daughter that the only thing that prevents her vote from counting is not voting. If she chooses not to vote, she absolutely will not get her way. If she votes and they don't count it, it's not her fault. But if she doesn't vote, she has given over to their, you know, basically their notions. They're trying to drive her away at that point, and they're winning. So just tell her to hang in there, keep doing what she's doing, and vote like she means it, and then if she has real concerns or sees something, she should consider, Jenny, tell your daughter, she should consider the fact that the Secretary of State right now is looking for people to be poll watchers. And they do get paid a small amount to be a poll watcher that day and watch for irregularities and be there to assist. So just saying, there's my public service announcement for the day. Even in Uniontown, go vote. Don't not vote. Go vote. It is your constitutional right. If they try to steal it from you, that's one thing, but don't give it away. Okay. Fake America. Let's talk. Can we talk for a second? Fake America. What is it, and Big Rig, you chime in whenever you want to, man, but what is it about modern America that so much stuff is fake? Now, when I was a kid, like I said earlier, I remember when there was all this discussion about, well, butter's bad for you. Well, by the way, we switched back to butter in my house. Butter's bad for you, so you need to use, like, fake butter. And then you find out later on it's not good for you either, maybe worse. So, and they had one of the brand was actually called I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. You're not even pretending now. You're just saying we're not butter and we know it. All that to say, what it's like the goal of having fake stuff, fake realities, pretending we're something that we're not, has just grown and grown. And to the point that it's almost obnoxious. And sometimes it's a little gross. I got to ask you, man. If I told you that the chicken on your plate was grown in a petri dish in a lab, would it make you hungrier or less hungry?
Less hungry.
Oh, yeah? Like, ain't going to do it?
I don't want to part in that.
You don't?
No.
No part in that whatsoever, huh?
Not at all.
All right, so if I told you that that's a thing now, like they're growing steak meat, they're growing pork meat, they're growing chicken meat in labs.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen the videos. It's disgusting.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at it and go, okay, at some point, are you at least going to, like, I don't know, paint some stripes on that thing and make it pretend like it's meat? Because it looks like this kind of a flappy little fleshy thing laying on a dish.
I mean, it doesn't take much for me. I recently saw a video on how hot dogs are. Like,
you shouldn't have done that.
Underneath the microscope?
Shouldn't have done that.
Oh, nasty. Never.
You should not have done that.
Stopped eating hot dogs.
I highly recommend you not do that ever again. just go ahead and anticipate that it's going to be bad. But that's why they have the old saying about it is you don't want to watch the sausage getting made.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, fake meat. Here's a story that I brought up about 6-7 months ago. I'm going to refresh your memory on this. June of last year, I pulled this one from The Guardian. Lab-grown meat. Oh, my God, I hate even saying that. I've eaten a lot of stuff in my day, by the way. I know for a fact there were things I ate in Afghanistan living out among the Afghan people that I would never eat over here. I get it. And there's times when I'm pretty sure that it was not something that should ever be USDA approved. Goat knuckle and rice. What is a goat knuckle? I don't have any idea, but I ate it.
You should look into McDonald's French fries.
I don't want to look into McDonald's. Stop it. Now listen, you're getting all into my business now.
Google it. It's not good.
Lab-grown meat will be able to be sold to U.S. consumers for the first time, with the federal government granting permission for two separate businesses to offer their chicken products to people. Two companies. One of them calls themselves Upside Foods. I think they're upside down. Anyway, Upside Foods. And the other one, they really worked hard on their name. Their company name is called Good Meat. Hey, what are we going to call ourselves? I don't know. Call it Good Meat. There you go. Truth in advertising, right? Upside Foods and Good Meat said they have been given permission by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to produce and sell chicken that has been grown from a cluster of sample animal cells in large metal vats. I mean, it's not even a dish. It's like a pot of meat growing. That's just fungus.
Cloned meat.
God, it's awful. The approval means that the U.S. becomes only the second country in the world after Singapore. Oh, I'm so glad we're following Singapore. To allow the sale of meat grown from animal cells, a breakthrough touted by the nascent industry as being better for both animals, which aren't harmed in the process, and the environment. Notice how they left off humans. Well, this fake meat is good for the environment and for the animals. How about the people that are supposed to eat it? I mean, do we like grow a third eye after you've eaten this stuff for a while?
Probably. We don't know the long-term effects yet.
Yeah, so... in Singapore. Okay. So Josh Titrick, the guy who is the chief executive for Good Meat, I'm still cracking up over that name, is Good Meat. Good Meat has been selling its lab-grown chicken at hawker stalls. What's a hawker stall? Is that like they're hawking their wares? Like it's a like a booth you set up at the county fair? They set up at the county fair and sell fake meat? Get your fake meat here. Hey, get... Anyway, hawker stalls, butchers, and restaurants in Singapore since 2020. Right next to dog and iguana, I guess. Iguana sausage and dog patties right next to the fake meat in the hawker stall in Singapore. I'm on a roll right now, aren't I, brother? All right, so...
I'm not hungry today.
I just grossed out. Honey, we're having salads for dinner. The nascent lab-grown meat sector, God mighty, has gathered pace in the U.S. over the past years with a number of different startups jostling for position to challenge the plant-based offerings like the Impossible Burger, which have struggled of late. That's because they suck.
Who does that? Is that Burger King?
Burger King. I had one time. I thought, you know, I'm going to try it so I can say I did.
Does that mean it's not real meat?
I was underwhelmed. Yeah, it's made out of vegetables.
Oh, okay.
They just like grind it up and make it into a patty and pretend. Here's the idea. If you really, really, really want the taste of meat, then eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. The new products are not vegetarian, but rather they are meat that has been grown. God, see, that should not be a thing. What do you do? Well, I'm a row cropper. What do you grow? Meat. Got a whole field, back 40s plowed for meat. In a setting more like the pharmaceutical industry than the food sector, with a scraping of cells taken from an animal such as a cow or a chicken and then multiplied into cuts of meat in bioreactors. See, I'm going to tell you right now, there are words that should not be used in conjunction with the meat that we're going to eat, like scraping of cells, bioreactors, and grown. The ruinous impact that meat production currently has upon the environment via greenhouse gas emissions and deforestation and the air and water pollution, yada, yada, yada. Okay, first of all, just so you know, there are places in the U.S. where this is already being sold. Can you guess where the first restaurant may be?
California.
Hey, you're on a roll. Can you narrow it down in California?
I don't know. Hollywood?
San Francisco.
Nice.
Why would it not be San Francisco?
Of course.
That's right. All things alternative are in San Francisco. While good meat product will also be sold at a, quote, undisclosed restaurant in Washington, D.C. Let me just say, if I come to your restaurant and it was undisclosed to me that what you laid on my plate was a fake meatball or something, I'm gonna have a problem with management by the time my meal's over with. Just so you know. All right, so fake meat. We're in America right now, and apparently it's also in Singapore. You may be pleased to know that your Alabama state legislature, while not always doing everything we wish they would do, is on the idea of banning fake meat. So story here on 1819 News came out over the weekend. Alabama saving lives by banning lab-grown meat. So it's a guest piece by someone named Jennifer O'Connell. And I believe she's in the farming industry, but she says, having moved away from a state that shoves synthetic meat and byproducts down the public's throat at every possible opportunity, which I think is California, it is heartening that the Alabama Senate just voted 32-0 to ban lab-grown meat. They're dubbing it Frankenfood. I wish I had thought of that. They're dubbing it Frankenfood, a method of meat production supposedly better for the environment. But then she goes on to say that while it's being pushed like the arrival of the second coming, with Time magazine even excoriating states like Alabama, who is seeking to ban widespread use and distribution of this lab creation, studies are beginning to show that these touted claims may actually be an oversell. She points out that researchers at the University of California have found that lab-grown or cultivated meat, as they call it. Here's my idea of cultivated meat. Corn-fed beef. That's my idea of cultivated meat. Just saying. Leave it there.
My wife just texted me, actually, and she said that she saw something where they're thinking about bringing it into schools.
No.
The fake meat.
Tell her if she knows where. If it's in Alabama, I want to know. But
yeah, I don't know yet her sources, but.
Yes. When I was a kid, it was Square Pizza and
Square Pizza was the best.
Square Pizza was awesome. Square Pizza and tater tots on Fridays.
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate meal. Tater tots and square pizza.
And they
now they're going to serve fake meat.
They did this peanut butter and honey sandwich that was pretty good too.
Oh yeah, you can go a long way on peanut butter and honey. That's backpacking food right there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, finish this up real quick before the break. According to one nutritionist, the long-term plan for lab meat production is to begin improving the product by injecting vitamins and additives. Oh, it's God almighty. And then she goes on to say that this is a Trojan horse designed to destroy our independence, our freedom, and our generational footprint in the farming industry. Alabama's on the right track, she says. Cut off the idea of lab-grown meat at the pass. Millions of years of successfully sustaining human and animal life should have greater weight than just untested lab innovations, particularly when the drivers behind it have a suspicious history and spotty results. All right, we're in number one of the triple dipper, fake America. Like, for instance, fake meat. I'll tell you about one of our neighboring states that just went after it and canceling it, and then we'll jump into the other stuff that's fake. It's unreal. Fake America. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Got some text messages coming in about the fake meat situation. I mean, I'm saying Alabamians are having none of it. At least the ruffians are not. By the way, you might want to know, I didn't get a chance to get it for the thing before I move away from the fake meat into the other fake stuff. Ron DeSantis' story came out just a couple weeks ago. He was backing legislative efforts in Florida to prevent lab-grown or cultivated meat from being made or sold in Florida. He says, I know the legislature is doing a bill to protect our meat, said DeSantis, while appearing at a local campus. He says, you need meat, okay? We're going to have meat in Florida, and we're not going to have fake meat. Like, that doesn't work, he says. The proponents of a ban have said the issue is about protecting Florida's cattle industry, but one of the sponsors also said it's also about food safety. I would say it's both. I mean, and by the way, this is the thing. You cannot possibly say that finally, after, you know, all the hundreds of thousands of years of people eating meat, that suddenly we have a new day where, well, we got to get away from that, man. Did you not know? That's bad for the environment. Put diapers on the cows. We gotta save the flatulence from preventing a hole in the ozone. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But that's really where we are. You weren't in the studio and we talked about cow farts in the past, man, because I mean it gets pretty awful. But
no, that was funny. Putting a diaper on a cow.
Have you not heard that story?
No, I haven't.
Dude, this is real. You go ahead and look it up on your computer right now. Diapers on cows.
Okay.
I guarantee you'll find it. There's these it saves the it's trying to reduce the amount of methane going into the atmosphere. They're claiming that cattle farming is harming the environment, not because of, I don't know what, but because of the cow flatulence. Are you finding it?
Oh, yeah.
This is a first. We are looking at, I mean, I'm watching the face right now to see the reaction as he's reading the article.
French dairy giant Danone announced in mid-January it is considering putting masks on cows to trap their burps.
Oh, masks too.
In effort to reduce the methane emissions by 30% by
20. They're putting masks on them too?
Yeah, by 2030.
Why don't we just lock them in a bubble? We'll just have all cows shall be in a bubble. And you have to enter the bubble to be able to milk the cow. So you said dairy farms are putting masks on them. And then what about the diapers? You not see the diaper?
Yeah,
one?
There's a picture here and it looks like a bed sheet they were wrapping around.
We are so far afield right now. This is not even my topic. This happens every time I talk about this. We get into cow flatulence. Next thing you know, all we're doing is talking about cow flatulence. Anyway, all right.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Badger from Athens, by the way, says pilot lights on the back of cows.
Is that the new firecracker on the back of the tail?
got a running pilot light. Cow walking around like a flamethrower.
like the scene on Joe Dirt.
Oh, God. You can tell that I used to be a youth pastor. Okay. Raven from Russellville says, we have safe spaces for all these snowflakes. Let's make Alabama a safe space for American patriots. I'm with you, man. That's right. We eat red meat, and we don't put diapers on our cows. By golly. Pilot lights on a cow. Todd from Huntsville says the Soylent Green was science fiction 50 plus years ago. Yeah, so yes, you're like the third or fourth person in a row to go to Soylent Green. John C. from Madison says the same thing, Soylent Green. Gina from Pell City says China has 1,200 coal power plants. USA is not the problem. Yes, ma'am. Brandy from Athens, Mammoth Meat Burgers and Black Soldierly Milkshake. Oh, yeah, this is Soldier Fly, I think you meant. Oh, yes, so yes. Black Soldier Fly Larva Milk. I know, it's getting bad. It's a story, though, we had on here. Google this one. You ready? Go ahead and look it up. Black Soldier Fly Larva Milk. Oh, my gosh. Like, why is that even a thing? And then on top of that, we got mammoth meat hamburgers. Like they cloned something that died, you know, 40,000 years ago. Did you find black? I think it's called Black Soldier Fly Larva Milk. My audience is getting so grossed out right now.
Larva milk.
Okay. Yeah. Did you find it?
Yeah, I found a video.
Oh, no. I don't want to see the video. All right. Scott from Huntsville says, says dog. It's good on soup.
It's a protein alternative.
Nice. It's a okay, good. I'm so glad for somebody that it is. Dustin from Hillsboro says good meat is people. It's people. It's people. That's the same as Soylent Green.
John from Harvest said, since cow farts harm the environment, I'm doing my part by eating them.
Nice. See? That's right.
Eating the farts?
No, bro. The meat. Okay. Marcus from Huntsville says, did you ever wonder why nobody's gonna trying to take meat and make it taste like vegetables? There's a good reason for that. I'm saying. And then Brian from Decatur. Best way to battle voter fraud, going back to our last topic, is to make it harder for them to be successful by voting. The more numbers you put in, means the more numbers they have to overcome. All right, more on this. We'll try to reel it in here momentarily. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.